absence of a trusted third party. Monetary policy and the exchange system will not depend on a body that can decide and determine its development, nor on institutions that will allow exchange between equals. Until then, people have always been accustomed to the issue of controlled money by central banks, governments, institutions, sovereigns. There will be no need for authentication and the system will be open to all. New coins are generated by a work trial. Monetary systems of fiat currencies allow regulators to generate new money independently of any form of underlying asset, but simply based on arbitrary monetary policies carried out according to the current socioeconomic context. With Bitcoin, the new coins generated will not have a physical collateral but will require proof of work in computational power made available to generate them while keeping the network secure. Impossibility of arbitrarily duplicating this form of cash, despite being in the digital world. Preventing duplication technically means prohibiting any kind of transaction that leads to an increase in circulating currencies, outside of those provided for in the protocol for generating new money. Before Bitcoin, any digital object was duplicable and this feature effectively nullified its economic value as the economic principle of scarcity could not be guaranteed. The Bitcoin, with the lowercase b, coins, generated by the Bitcoin protocol, are the first example of digital scarcity, a transferable but non-duplicable asset. When associated with a controlled generation with decreasing inflation over time, this digital object lends itself to be the basis for a monetary system closer to a gold-centered policy and diametrically opposed to one of fiat money.